This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Well, hello everybody out there. This is Walter Yerkew today. Hope everybody had a merry, merry Christmas this week. We have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weather down here in the Southern Tennessee studios at 7-5 Radio. As you can hear, I'm flying solo today. Stag, all alone, one-way ticket. I'm all by myself today for about 30 minutes, and then we're going to have our not-so-sexy intern join us for the rest of the show in about 30 minutes. So Scoop is supposed to be on a secret project, but he's at the doll factory somewhere up in D.C. I think he's looking at the robotic dolls, you know, maybe to replace his wife or maybe get another kid in the house. Who knows what he's up to these days, but he keeps texting me, telling me how much fun he's having at the dollhouse. No, he's not in Nevada. He is in D.C., and I think if there was a dollhouse, like in Nevada, it would be illegal in D.C., and we know Scoop doesn't do anything illegal. But here we are, Christmas week. Most everybody was off. We had some nice weather down here, like I said. That storm moved through here, went up to the northeast, and pretty much hammered up the New York metropolitan area. But right now, it's probably in the 50s by now up in New York, all the warm weather that flew through here. Well, you know, I'd like to start the show off. I have a couple of pet peeves that I have going on. And, you know, when Scoop is away, Walter's going to play. A few weeks ago, we talked about suicide prevention. New York City police officers, unfortunately, have committed suicide this year, and the number is at 10, plus suicides that reigned across the United States of our first responders, the unfortunate tragedies that these people suffered to force them to feel there was no other way out. Now, it's suicide is a hard thing to deal with. I've seen a lot of it when I was on the job in New York. And the reason I bring this up is because our response for our suicide prevention shows, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on it. I have a few friends that lost their loved ones or friends to the suicidal tendencies of people. And also people that survived their own suicide attempts. I talk to them quite often. I bring this up because a few weeks ago, something was disturbing on Facebook, and I'm going to read it to you. And this fella wrote, now this is what he posted on Facebook. I'm going to give you a little background on this guy. And he works for a transportation agency. And the transportation agency that he works for is solely, solely responsible to transport railroad crews. Now I'm talking about the conductor and the engineer, okay? To and from different depots, to and from trains, picking them up, bringing them back. And this is what he does. And that's fine. I mean, it's a good living for some people that that like. And I've gotten involved in some union work for this transportation agency. I'm not going to mention the union. I'm not going to mention the agency. However, this fellow, this is what he wrote about suicide. And I quote, "These morons, if you want to commit suicide, go out somewhere where there isn't anyone around and wash your mouth out with the revolver or whatever. Do not, I repeat, do not be such an effing coward as to force someone else to do your dirty work for you. POS cowards. Anyone gets hit on those tracks, that could be a career ending for that crew. That's a potential minimum of two careers gone, potentially three. That's just the train crew, not to mention the loss of lives of however many people they'd run over. That's the immediate consequences. Then there's all the friends and families who will be affected by their freaking stupidity. When it comes right down to it, I'd be much more concerned about the crews than those morons. I say run them down with very little remorse. If they want to be A-hats, they deserve everything they get. Close quotes. Okay, now I'm going to call this guy John. I responded back with, of course, you know what one of Walter's responses is, you know, very diplomatic, very polite, but straight to the point, that he has an opinion. However, his opinion oversteps the bounds. This is a man who has absolutely no thought process for the people that are in trouble that choose to commit suicide. In other words, he doesn't care if you commit suicide. He just doesn't want you jumping in front of a train. Apparently, he must have picked up a crew that hit somebody. And, of course, you know, you don't win a fight with a train when you're standing on the tracks. Hit somebody. And, of course, yeah, sure, it devastates the crew. But it's okay for somebody to eat, to wash their mouth out with a revolver or whatever. Calling them morons. A-hats. You know, this guy can use a little bit of an education in how to be sympathetic or empathetic to people. Period. His sympathy lies solely with the train. And the trained people. Now, I know a lot of these crews, and I know a number of guys that hit trains, that hit people with trains. You know, if these people want to end it, they're going to end it. So, do we eliminate trains? Okay, well, let's eliminate trains because this A-hat himself doesn't want people jumping in front of trains. So, let's eliminate all the skyscrapers. Let's eliminate all the bridges over rivers. Let's eliminate all these other things that people are responsible for that built. So everybody that built a building is responsible for somebody jumping out of it. Well, he come back and he wrote back to me that I don't know what I'm talking about. So we're going to end that push segment right there. Return with us. This is Devin Scott Radio. Walter's on a rare, pair. Be with us. 2-3-1.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Hey, it's Walter Yerkew. We're here on 7-5 Radio, one of the best upcoming radio shows that you will ever listen to. We touch it all. We hit it all. Doesn't matter if it's politics, your own personal feelings, our own personal feelings, anything that, you know, we want to talk about, we get email and we'll do it. We get calls. I get calls. Hey, Walter. Hey, Scoop. Why don't you talk about this? Why don't you talk about that? This week is about suicide. Now, I read a Facebook post by some guy named John, who works for a transportation agency for railroad crews, about suicide. Now, you know, it continues, you know. Other people that chimed in on this. Lady's name is Jean, unless it's a French dude named Jean. Moron, that train cannot stop in a second. Idiots, not morons, are people who stand in front of trains. Okay. Well, now we got somebody else calling them, these people that don't know what to do, idiots and morons. I post. You know, why don't you post a suicide hotline number instead of calling them cowards or telling other ways besides, you know, getting killed by a train? You know, God forbid somebody, you know, has it in their mind to commit suicide. I hope you don't go through that. And this guy, John, because I don't have anybody, John says, quote, because I don't have any sympathy for stupidity such as this. I care about my crews over morons like this that have no common damn sense. Far cry difference between stupidity of this magnitude and a veteran dealing with PTSD or whatever legitimate depressive mental disorders they may have. No, I don't have any sympathies for that kind of stupidity. Well, you know, you don't know what the person went through, number one, why they're contemplating suicide, you know, why they actually went through with it. You just don't know. 10 suicides by current and former New York City police officers this year, and there is no explanation for it. Not that we deserve an explanation, not that we'll ever get an explanation, but holy cow. You know, these guys were brave men and women, did the ultimate to themselves. So this guy is okay with it as long as they didn't step in front of a train to do it, because he's partial to the train crews. Not that the train crews are going to put milk on this guy's table if he doesn't work. So, you know, I made my offer. And then I read this guy's post, not just his post, his profile. According to his profile, he's a religious guy, goes to church all the time, and has a Bible study. So I suggested that, you know, I called him a hypocrite, and it's as simple as that. And I said, have a Merry Christmas anyway. And he chimed in, how do you figure I'm a hypocrite? What have I said that's hypocritical? I guess the guy doesn't know what he puts on his own profile. Here we go. You know, I told him, I said, why don't you talk to your Bible church group about it and post the suicide hotline or offer online that your Bible church group would be willing to talk to anybody who's contemplating suicide, like 75 Radio does. You can call me. You can call Scoop. You can contact us through here. You can contact us through 75 Radio. You can contact our not-so-sexy intern, Mike Garin. You can contact Michael Dowd. You can contact anybody that I'm associated with, and they'll either talk to you or refer you at the same time and get me on the phone with you. They'll call me to call you, and I'll help. I'll do what I can. But I'm not going to say, no, don't eat your gun. Jump in front of a train. No, don't jump in front of a train. Jump out the window. I'm not going to say none of that like this idiot is saying. Anyway, it goes on to say that I never dealt with anybody that was suicidal. Yeah, I did. And I had to explain it to them real quick because obviously they didn't watch, you know, the movie. And they didn't know I was a New York City police officer and that I've seen such things. I've seen the remnants of people jump in front of a subway car off of a platform. Yeah, it's a mess. It's a quick way to go. And unfortunately, these people do that. Not every day, but it happens. So I was being called a piece of work. You know, people just don't understand. You know, I told this guy on Facebook that I got a radio show and I'm going to do an entire show regarding suicide. And I'm going to talk about his nonsense soon. And here it is soon, 2 weeks later. Anyway, I don't want to beat a dead horse. This fella has absolutely no compassion. No humanitarian ways about him, except to offer other ways to kill yourself instead of jumping in front of a train, because the crew's feelings are going to get hurt. And I understand where he's coming from there in that regard. But don't offer other ways to off yourself, as he puts it. What I'm offering, what 75 Radio is offering, Scoop and our 75 family, what we offer is to contact us, contact the suicide hotline. They will help you. They will talk to you. Do not do yourself in until you talk to somebody. Let somebody know how you feel. Let somebody know where you are in your mind. Doesn't matter if you have PTSD. You have some type of mental disorder, you suffered a loss, don't commit the suicide act. There's people here that love you, people here that will help you. I'm not going to go on listening to idiots like this on how to wash your mouth out with a gun. Once the show is over, I'm going to post it. It'll be on in a couple of days. We're going to listen to it together. And then I'm going to have him contact me and see how he feels about it. You know, I understand the railroad crews go through a lot. I've talked to some of the crews that have gone through what this crew, I guess he's in love with, must have went through. And it's hard on them. Absolutely. Absolutely. My point is, don't do it at all. Don't find another way because this guy is saying don't do a train. Don't do it at all, people. You know, we got to stick together. You know, we have a president that just got impeached. We have homeless out in California using the sidewalks as their bathrooms because the people in California, the government in California, the local government in California just seems not to give a crap, pardon the pun, not to give a damn. The only thing they're giving a damn about is if Mr. Trump is in office or not. It's not fixing their own state problems. I wish that you would contact us if you're feeling that bad about it. We do talk to people. We have talked to people. We have friends that have lost people. It'll continue until you'll be fighting your demons until you do talk to somebody. At least give yourself that chance. At least give yourself that chance. Anytime that you're feeling down, just call 75 Radio. We're here to help. We're going to come on the other side of our second half, and I'm going to use Chuck Woolery. We'll be back in 2 and 2 with Mike Garrett, or Not So Sexy Intern. Take it away.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rocket attack in the vicinity forces Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abruptly end a campaign speech. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Netanyahu was speaking at a campaign rally when sirens were sounded as members of the Prime Minister's security detail escorted Netanyahu and his wife Sarah to a nearby bomb shelter as supporters continued to chant his nickname, Bibi. After the danger had passed, Netanyahu returned to the rally to finish his speech when he threatened revenge on those responsible for the rocket launch.
A short time later, Israel launched attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest after an attack on a Jewish man in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
The holiday season seeing online sales shoot through the roof. MasterCard crunching the numbers, finding a jump of nearly 19% from last year. From November 1st to December 24th, online shopping made up about 15% of all retail sales. The rector of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris now says that church may be gone for good. Monsignor Patrick Chauvet says the odds of the church reopening again in the future after last spring's devastating fire are only at about 50%. The church, over 800 years old, over $1 billion has been raised to restore it after that fire. As Christmases go, the past few days have not been terribly bad for travelers, including flyers like this woman at Chicago's O'Hare, who was delayed, but says they're going to get through it.
Nothing's going to stop us from getting to Jamaica. We'll have to fly it ourselves. We'll get there.
USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey guys, this is Walter Murphy again. We are here on the second half of our show today at 7-5 Radio. You can find us at 7-5 dot or underscore show. You're going to have to check with Scoop's page on that one on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter since last March, since Scoop got us sentenced to life without the possibility of parole in Twitter jail. And we've been on Facebook ever since, and Facebook has been a little bit more, they've been easier on us with what we say. Oh, by the way, speaking of jail, my friend Michael Dowd has been put in Facebook jail for a comment that he made. His lady friend Tara put that up the other day. So I couldn't even wish the guy a Merry Christmas. So I had to call him. I had to actually talk to him. Boy, oh boy, isn't that a concept? You know, actually talking to somebody, you know, on the phone. So anyway, you heard somebody giggling in the background, and it wasn't a sexy giggle. It was our Mike Guerin. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mike. How are you today?
Thank you, Walt. I am absolutely perfect. It's a beautiful day after Christmas. You beat me to the punch. I was going to mention about Michael being incarcerated yet again in a different fashion.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? The guy has political views. You know, he's visited me a number of times. I've visited him a number of times. You know, we've met. It's not like that. To do speaking engagements, and this guy has Fox News on 24/7. Okay, he doesn't even have the. Well, he gives it a little respect when you sleep, and he'll have the sound off and watch it. But he'll give his own commentary. He is up on top of this political, mountain that we have here in the United States, and he is speaking his mind. But, you know, he's a right wing extremist. You know, he's a conservative, and I'll stand behind him or next to him or in front of him in any given situation. But since he's a conservative, they're putting him in jail, in Facebook jail, for what he wants to say. I mean, it's so ridiculous. You know, we got these people that have just impeached the president on assumptions. Made by, I thought he said something on the phone, or, you know, he's holding military aid from the Ukraine. Why in the hell does the Ukraine need military aid? I've told Scoop this a number of times. I'm Ukrainian, okay? You know, Ukraine is not a worldwide leader. Believe me, far from it. They are imitating other countries, other leaders, and have created their own perverted way of government, okay, since getting their freedom from the Soviet Union 30 years ago or so. They don't need our military aid. They could fight themselves. All they got to do is, you know, grow some hair on those, you know, coyotes and stand up to the Russians. Anyway, getting away from what I want to get to today. I want Mike to talk about our, let's see, we got it's Boyd Racing, Boyd Raceway in Georgia. Mike is going to be part of that Saturday night racing at Boyd Raceway in Georgia. And I'd like to get Mike to tell us a little bit about that, because we are starting to get more and more into the racing season. You know, guys are getting their cars ready. Guys are getting their cars wrapped. Guys got new motors going into their cars. You know, they're all gearing up for this spring attack on the dirt track. Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty catchy. How about that? attack on the dirt track. Okay, that's pretty catchy. I got to get some stuff made up with that. Attack on the dirt track. Okay. Mike, go ahead. Fill us in on what you're going to be doing at Boyd Raceway. and the capacity that you're going to be bringing people in. And just tell us what you're going to do there.
Yeah, I may have to steal your catchphrase there. That's pretty. Of course, that's what I do. I ride on yours and Scoop's coattails. But yeah, I've got had an opportunity presented to me just out of the blue, which it's been kind of a bittersweet offer. You know, we love our family at I-75 Raceway. They have been absolutely phenomenal to 75 Radio and myself. But our last race at I-75 this season, I met a gentleman who is actually the flagman at Boyd Speedway, and we began speaking, and he said, "Yeah, there's we've got a lot of changes coming in 2020, and I think you would be a great fit there." And I give him our my 75 Radio card, and really didn't think much about it. And a couple weeks later, I received a phone call. So I'm actually going to get paid to go to the races this year, and I'm going to be doing it's a kind of a fan/driver relations, pretty much PR. I'm going to be the man on the ground. We've got a great historic announcer there at Boyd Speedway, Mr. Mitch Walker. He's going to be in the tower calling the races, and I'm going to be on the ground running through the stands with a microphone and just kind of keeping the crowd hyped up and going into the pits and interviewing the drivers. And we're going to make it not just a race, but we're going to make it a for the lack of a better word, a spectacle. We're going to have some special events this year prior to the races, you know, some concerts and things, just some things to get the fans more involved and to keep the stands full. So I'm really excited, and it's a little closer to home. It's located just outside of Chattanooga, actually. Part of the property is in Georgia, and part of the property is in Tennessee. So I'm really excited, and I think it's going to be great for not only me personally, but 75 Radio gives me another outlet to plug 75 Radio.
Yeah. You know, it's like you said, it's partly in Tennessee and partly in Georgia. And people that aren't familiar with Tennessee tax laws, I hope that when the circle is in Tennessee, because there is no state income tax here, you know, so if you're standing, you know, 3 feet, you know, inside of Tennessee, you know, when the driver claims that on his income taxes the following year, you can say, I got that in Tennessee. I don't care what the address is. I was standing in Tennessee when they handed me that damn check. So there's a little tidbit there for you. But big, yeah, you mentioned the 75 Raceway, the 75 Speedway, the I-75 Speedway, that's in Sweetwater, and they're part of our family, and we're part of their family, and we're proud to be. You know, Mike is going to be at the Boyd, and I will be making my appearances, you know, as I can, to Boyd's, Raceway, but I'm also going to be stopping in up there to see our friends up in I-75. Raceway also while Mike is, you know, down south. My plan, you know, I run these things, you know, Scoop and I talk during the week, and, you know, my plan would be to do a live feed from not just one, but both of them, you know, maybe on different nights, maybe on the same night. Who knows? Live feeds of our show, because we can do that at 9 o'clock on Saturday nights, and that's Eastern time. So I don't see a problem doing some live feeds. You know, what do you think about that, Mike? What do you think?
I think it would be awesome, a great idea. And we, you know, thankfully we do have the technology now to do that. And I'm just excited about the 2020 season. Absolutely. When we have the night off at Boyd's, I will be either at I-75 or wherever the topless are running. But Boyd's Speedway is a very historical speedway. I can't exactly remember the year that it was built, but it was a paved track at one time, and some huge NASCAR legends have run there in the past.
Well, we got our first segment coming up on the backside of this upcoming break. Enjoy the pump music. Mike and I will be back to close out the show. Mike's going to finish the sandwich because he's on his lunch hour. And we'll be back in a few minutes. This is 7-5 Radio with Walter and Mike.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm, available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we're on the last 25% of our show this week. I've discussed
some suicide issues, not of people that I know, but of people that have spoken really oddly about people that have committed suicide. The way they committed suicide, Mike will catch up, in a day or so when this show airs, finally on Saturday, but touched up on that, did some suicide stuff, talked about, contact us at 7-5 Radio, all on our Facebook page. It doesn't matter. Anybody associated with 7-5 Radio,
get in touch with them. Whoever you get in touch with, they will get in touch with me or Scoop or Mike. They won't say, hey, why don't you call Walter? Why don't you call Mike? We won't do that. We will get them on the phone for you. You know, you just hang on and we will get them on the phone for you. I'm not going to say, hey, hang up and call this number. That's not how I was trained to do things. Somebody comes to me with an issue, I'm going to find out for them. I'm not going to send them somewhere else. And then we'll both know, you know, how to fix it. Anyway, we were talking about our 7-5 racing family. And, you know, I think we might have a new catchphrase. We'll work on it. You know, attack the track with 7-5 racing. You know, something like that. Maybe Walter will run down and talk with Mike and our T-shirt people. And we'll plug their name in a minute. And we'll come up maybe with a T-shirt, attack the track with 7-5 radio. We'll find something out, you know. What is that? Blue Moon Graphics. We'll get our friends at Blue Moon Graphics to come up with something, catch something else, you know, a picture of something, print those up and get rid of them at the track. But Mike was just telling us that he's going to be like a master of ceremonies over at Boyd Racing this summer, spring and summer and fall, because, hell, they, you know, they run past the World Series, for God's sake. They run right into November, and it's kind of chilly out there. I went 2 or 3 times last year. You know, it was my introduction to dirt racing, and, you know, I had a ball, hot as hell, and sticky, and, you know, it was probably time for, you know, Christmas sale in July, but that's what I thought about walking that at 7-5 Speedway, I-75 Speedway last summer. Man, it was hot, it was sticky, and the dust was flying. Mike is going to have a golf cart, I believe, at his disposal to ride around, so he doesn't have to walk all that much, you know, around the pit area. And I'm working on getting something for myself when I go up to I-75 Raceway to minimize my steps also. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Mike is going to give us his thoughts. Mike is going to give us his thoughts on the impeachment. We got 10 minutes, and we'll go back and forth. It's not a debate. We'll just, you know, go back and forth with each other on his thought of this impeachment of our president. And I don't think there's anybody in the United States can specify a crime. Abuse of authority or abuse of power itself, in itself, is not a crime. You know, you have to do something that you're not allowed to do, which is, like, illegal. You know, I'm going to use myself as an example, like I always do. They charged me with official misconduct when I was in uniform. Okay, but official misconduct is an umbrella for any number of charges. Okay. And the abuse of power is not a charge. It's an umbrella of what the charge is, because it covers so many. Mike, do you know of any crime that our president committed?
Walt, I get, unlike Scoop and Mike, I don't watch this daily. I usually catch up with it at night when I lay down, and I look at I look at YouTube, and I look at some of the events of the day. And I made a comment on our Facebook page the other day. Somebody had was praising that Trump had been impeached, and there's no crime. I mean, you cannot convince me. The man made a phone call and released the transcript, word for word, of what was said on this phone call. And where's the crime? I don't understand. He is the leader of our country. And he has the discretion to pick up the phone and call any leader of any country in this world to discuss issues between those countries. And, you know, it's a double standard. There is the video where Joe Biden, Creepy Joe, as you call him, basically admits, well, he does admit his exact role in putting pressure on the Ukrainian government to fire this prosecutor, or they wasn't going to get the money. Okay, that's extortion. And he was the vice president at this time. Why is that not being brought up? Why is that not a crime? It's only a crime if you are a Republican.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly, you know, you hit the nail on the head there, Mike. The issue with Mr. Trump is, you know, anybody could justify anything they do, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, to whatever they believe in. Anybody could justify it in their own mind. We at 75 Radio, we do not have a closed mind. You know, we are game to listen to everybody's views. And that's great. But it only works one way these days. Nobody wants to listen to anybody's conservative opinions. Now, you know, when you elect a president is elected by the majority, and the majority in my day when I was younger, nobody heard from the president, you know, for 4 years until he was ready to run again. You know, nobody was concerned with the phone calls that, you know, that were made. You know, and well, until Nixon and the White War and the hotel thing, the Watergate thing, nobody was concerned except for those 18 minutes that were missing. Okay, the other billion minutes that he recorded, nobody was interested in. Okay, so you know everything is there for you to see. 18 minutes were missing. Well, what was on it? Well, he must have done something wrong. Well, yes. You know, you can't just assume that. You got to prove it. Okay. Well, you know, it was a break-in. You know, we know all that. We know all that. But was Nixon behind it? We don't know because there's 18 minutes missing. You know, he may have named the guy who was responsible for it. Anyway, we're getting off track here. But, you know, this man, an impeachment is basically just an indictment. You know, just like when I was indicted. There was a crime committed, and I was probably responsible for the crime. Okay, innocent until proven guilty. You know, when you know, a lot of the country is just impeachment. You know, that's just a fancy political word for indictment.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that, you know, he's going to jail. It doesn't mean he committed the crime, but they feel there was a crime committed. It's not overwhelming that a crime was committed. But there's a possibility that it was committed, and this person may have been responsible for it. That's it. It's as simple as that. People are thinking that Trump is going to be out of office next week. Yeah, he's got impeached. He's going to be out by the first of the year. You know, it's a process, people. People, it's a process. You know, it doesn't matter if he was impeached or not. The guy's going to win the election next year, and you're going to do another 4 years of impeaching the guy? As I said a little earlier, you know, California is a toilet for the homeless that go out there, and you know they're defecating on the street, urinating on the street, sex on the street. It's running rampant out there. They have people that, you know, the sanitation people are out there with power washes and fire hoses washing the human feces down into the sewers. But yet, Mrs. Pelosi is worried more about getting the president out of there because the president is trying to protect the country from Joe Biden getting elected because of the activities that he did with the Ukraine 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. You know, they created companies in the Ukraine, these petroleum companies in the Ukraine, so his son can be a billionaire. Well, you know, time flies, I'm telling you. Time flies. We are out of time.
going to post it. This show is up about the suicide and the impeachment, and it'll start airing Saturday morning and Saturday night. I want everybody that had a Merry Christmas, have a Happy New Year, and we'll get back with you next week. We love you. This is 75 Radio. We're just for Scoop and Mike. Have a great week.
Love you guys.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.